From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Nick Comple. University of Missouri police are investigating another incident of vandalism targeting minorities. University spokesman Christian Basie said Friday the vandalism included a symbol that targets cultural and religious minorities. He says the university isn't identifying the symbol, found October 24th on a dorm bathroom wall, because the investigation is ongoing. Rabbi Avraham Lapine, director of Shabbat at MU, says the symbol was a Nazi swastika. In April, authorities found a swastika in another Missouri dormitory when Bradley Becker pleaded guilty to second-degree property damage and was given a suspended 90-day sentence. He was also placed on 2 years unsupervised probation. Basie says if the individual responsible for the latest vandalism is a student, he or she could face disciplinary action from a reprimand to expulsion. A former Southeast Missouri prison worker accused of abusing an inmate has been found not guilty. The Daily Journal newspaper in Park Hills, Missouri, reports that a St. Francois County jury deliberated for just 45 minutes Thursday before ruling on behalf of 37-year-old David Shipley of Farmington. Shipley, formerly a corrections officer at the state prison in Bon Terre, was charged by the Missouri Attorney General's office in 2014. He was accused of using excessive force after an inmate had to be restrained. Shipley's attorney, Jason Tilley, says Shipley's actions were consistent with the law and policies of the Missouri Department of Corrections. Missouri Governor Jay Nixon is calling on the federal government to make amends for what he called one of the profound mistakes of urban development policy. Nixon joined St. Louis Mayor Francis Slay and other elected leaders Thursday before a public meeting on the National Geospatial Intelligence Agency project. The site of the former Pruitt-Igoe housing complex is competing with two St. Louis County locations and one near Scott Air Force Base in southwestern Illinois for the Defense and Intelligence Agency project. The new location will replace the NGA's current complex near the Anheuser-Busch Brewery south of downtown St. Louis. The Columbia Police Department is expanding its community policing efforts. CPD spokesperson Brianna Larimer says the department has expanded its Douglas Park proactive unit and turned it into the community outreach unit.
Community policing is really going to be where the officers in this unit get out into the neighborhoods, and that could be neighborhoods throughout all of Columbia, and work with those residents in building relationships and understanding any concerns.
The department previously sent two officers to Douglas Park to deal with the rising crime in that specific area. Larimer says the department got approval to allocate $100,000 from the reserve budget to the new unit to be used towards community policing efforts. I'm Nick Comple, KBIA News, Columbia.